Damn, I think I got a special episode for y'all today. I'll be talking about fake trauma that you've created in your mind for your own self, stories that you tell yourself about your past that may not have actually been traumatizing, but because you want to be the victim and because you want to have a sad story, you replay these things in your mind over and over again so that you could place the blame on your parents, on your environment, or something from your past to keep you from your greatness. And I know that a lot of people do that because I used to do that. I used to have these expectations for my parents. And for a long time, I blamed my parents on why I am not achieving or haven't achieved yet the things that I want to achieve. I blame them for not giving me the resources to be able to be as successful as I want to be. I blamed it on where I came from, my environment. Oh, it's because I'm from the projects. Oh, it's because my mom used to yell and scream at me. It's because my dad didn't give me too many hugs, and I created this false narrative about my own life so that I could have a sob story and a sad story to tell people on why I'm not achieving at the level that I should be achieving on. Instead of taking personal accountability and not putting in all the time and all the effort and being more disciplined and looking at myself as many of us should, I always found a way to blame it on my history. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you one of these people that's blaming it on your history, you'll never be great. You'll never be able to achieve on a level that you want to achieve because you got these negative images, you got these negative thoughts that's holding you back. You created a false narrative and a false situation on why you can't achieve. The problem isn't your past, your problem is you. And now at 37 years old, I could say the same. For me, the reason why I haven't been able to achieve is because of the things I used to blame. But now, today, at 37 years old, I know that my past has given me experiences that has shaped me and molded me and was supposed to make me stronger. See, because if you got an easy path, if everything is laid out for you, you can't be great that way. Greatness comes from hardships and be able to get past the adversity. Not just everything is perfect in your life. Just if you have a perfect life and everything goes accordingly, you can't be great because you ain't never have to face no challenges, no obstacles. Everybody did everything for you, and that doesn't build great character. But going through certain situations, it gives you mental toughness and mental fortitude. My mom used to say all types of crazy things to me. And I can say now at 37 years old, those things at the time, although they may have hurt, the things, because the world is nasty. The world is nasty. People are always going to have something negative to say. People are going to always try to tear you down. People are going to always try to hurt you. But as I look back on this, it was training. It was mental training because nobody can get to me like my mom could. So now when I hear people saying nasty things, people saying things unpleasant to me, things that I don't want to hear, it almost has zero effect on me because I don't love these people. So instead of you saying that you've been mentally or verbally abused by somebody that you love, I want to challenge you to look at it different, as though you were training for battle, training for war, because that's all that's going on out here is war. People are disguised as your friends, but they really your foes. They implanting doubt in your mind. They talking behind your back, and sometimes they even say cruel things right to your face. And instead of letting that ruin your day or ruin your week or ruin your idea, you got a seed that you planted, but because your quote-unquote friend who's actually a foe has said something negative to you, you let them choke out that seed that was planted in you that was supposed to be watered and grow. You let the enemy come and destroy that. So stop looking at your past and letting your past destroy you today. Look at your past and all the trauma that you've been through and all the negative things that you've been through and all the terrible experiences that you had as training, because that's life. That is life. You know, when a farmer plants his crops, you got animals coming out there eating it. You got the weather that's destroying it. And some farmers, they give up. They only plant on sunny days. And they don't get to reap the harvest of the farmer that's planting seeds, harvesting his crops in cloudy weather, rainy weather, cold weather. His harvest isn't the same. The one that's planting more through the adversity, he has way more harvest than the one who only planted on a good days. So I'm saying stop looking at your past so negatively and take a different perspective, as though you were training to be where you are right now, because I'm sure for a lot of y'all, where y'all are right now, you still going through stuff. It's still tough. It's not a yellow brick road now. So you need to draw from your past experiences and know that you've been training this whole time. And stop giving yourself an out. Stop making up an excuse and passing the buck and take 100% responsibility about where you are today, because you've been grown. And for the kids that's listening to this, because I do see there is a small percentage of 17, 18-year-old kids that listen to this. Just know that your mom, your dad, your grandma, whoever your guardianship is, the ones that love you, even though you may not feel like it because you think that they're supposed to do everything that you want them to do and you have these expectations for them, but most of your parents and guardians truly love you. And they're giving you the best experience that they can afford to give you. When I look back on, I had crazy expectations for my parents. I seen people graduate high school, get 30, 40,000, get a new house, get a new car. And I can admit that I felt a certain type of way when I didn't get these things, because I seen other people get these things. And as I got older, I blamed it on my parents to why I'm not successful. Oh, they didn't get me a house. They didn't give me 30, 40,000 for my high school graduation. because they couldn't afford to. And even if they did give me 30 or 40,000 for graduation, if they had been able to afford that at that time, it would have destroyed me anyway. Because I wouldn't have known what to do with that kind of money. And I know now that my parents gave me the best experience that they could possibly give me. My father was a sharecropper from Alabama. So what my expectations for the things that he was supposed to do for me were totally unrealistic. My mom is from Brooklyn, New York, and she grew up at a crazy time herself. The expectations that I had for my mother was unrealistic. I could say that today. But I can say that they gave me the tools. When I look back at it, at all the things that I've been through in my life growing up as a child, my parents gave me the best experience that they possibly could. I had a better childhood than they had. And that's all parents are trying to do for their kids, but the kids aren't looking at it that way. My kids got unrealistic expectations for me. And I can say that my kids' childhood is better than mine. So, as the generations go on, parents are giving their kids the best experiences that they could afford to give them. And a lot of times we've taken these very experiences and we've taken them for granted. And then when we get to a certain age, we look back at the best our parents could do for us, and we shit all over it by saying they should have did this, they could have did this. When they gave us the best experiences that they possibly could. So stop going back to your past. Stop creating false narratives. Stop creating trauma in your own mind for your own self. And look back to your past and draw strength from that. And be able to move forward in a powerful way. So if you need help with that, you can reach out to us at the Tyson James Podcast. The phone number is 609-501-9164. And I will help you draw from those quote unquote negative experiences, from that trauma. And we're going to transfer that weakness into strength. We're going to look back on our past and we're going to build up mental fortitude from the experiences that we've been through. Instead of having a sad story, instead of creating negative images of our past and giving ourselves a way out and blaming other people for why we're not where we want to be. We're not blaming our parents no more. We grown. Most of us that's listening to this podcast, we grown. It's not nobody else's fault why you're not where you at. It's not your mom's fault. It's not your dad's fault. It's not your grandma's fault. It's not your auntie's fault. It's not the school system's fault. It's your fault. Because most people listening to this podcast is 25 and older. That's what the logistics say. And again, we do have a very small percentage of kids under 18 listening to this. And if you can grasp this concept now, if you're one of these kids under 18 listening to this, you can go hug your parents and let them know that, wow, I get it now. You did the very best that you could do for me. You might not have done what I thought that you should do, but you are really doing an excellent job, mom. You're really doing an excellent job, dad. You're doing an excellent job, grandma. I appreciate having a roof over my head. I appreciate having clothes on my back. I appreciate you giving me the best experience that you could possibly provide me with, even though it might not be the one that I imagined. Give that experience to your children, the one that you imagine. Be brave enough and bold enough to give your kids that experience. Be ambitious enough, be creative enough to be able to give your kids the life that you want. Go out there and make a difference. Stop making the excuse. Stop blaming somebody. It's all on you now because you've grown. You know what I mean? So the line is open. You can reach out. We can help you navigate your trauma and empower you to be able to create the right mental picture for you to be able to succeed at the highest levels. And we're not blaming nobody else. We're taking personal accountability, and we thanking our past, we thanking our parents for doing everything that they could do for us. Rather that's your grandmom, your grandpa, or whomever, you know. And if you had two active parents in your life, even if they wasn't together, excuse me, like I had, my mom and my dad wasn't together, but I had two active parents in my life. And that's a blessing. You know, even if you have a grandmom or a grandpa, that's a blessing. Some people ain't got nobody. And if you're one of those people who ain't got nobody, that means you could be the strongest one of them all. Because you've been through the most stuff. And a lot of times you're just looking at it wrong. Whoever spend the most time in the gym and actually push the weights becomes the strongest. So again, man, you can reach out to us. That phone number is 609-501-9164. If you found this podcast to have any value, please don't hesitate to share. And if you would like to contribute to the podcast, there's a monthly subscription somewhere down there in one of those links that you could click on. Please help yourself. And we definitely appreciate all the donations and the monthly subscribers that we have thus far. And if you'd like to hear more content, trust me, those dollars go a long way. So if you have it in your heart, please subscribe. You know, you could pick up a subscription for as low as $4.99, I believe. And we appreciate everything that you guys send us, every time that you guys share the podcast, every time that anybody calls and talks to us, because your time is valuable too. Your life is valuable too. There's no such thing as a life that's better than yours. So, you know, I appreciate the audience. I appreciate your ear. I appreciate you sharing. And I appreciate you spending your time with us. Thank you for listening to the Tyson James podcast. And you'll hear from us soon. And hopefully, we hear from you too. Peace.